Boy, the new album by Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas has it all. A softly strummed rootsy ballad one minute, the oom-pa-pa of Balkan-inspired brass the next, twangy rockabilly guitars followed by the punch of New Orleans-tinged horns. But song after song, there is that voice.
Hunt you down, going nowhere, no place left I. Hunt you down, going nowhere, time ain't on your side. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, know just what I find. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, no place left I, so I go around.
That voice belongs to Jessica Hernandez. She's now at the studios of WDET in Detroit to talk about her debut album with her band, The Deltas. It's called Secret Evil. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Boy, a voice like that. When did you learn you had it?
I was pretty young. I wouldn't say I thought I had a good voice. I was more of the annoying little kid that was always singing. Anything my parents were doing, I would write a song about it. So if my mom was making pork chops, I was in the kitchen like, Mama's making pork chops, Mama's making pork chops. And I just was like, I don't know, I just always loved singing and loved writing a song about everything that was going on around me.
But at the same time, I gather you haven't had any formal training.
I haven't. I was kind of in a lot of, I guess you could call them professional choirs growing up. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't read music. And for a lot of the choirs that I was auditioning for, you had to read music. And I remember the first one I auditioned for, I listened in through the door to hear what all the other auditions were doing, and I just had to memorize what they were singing and pretend that I read music. And that's kind of been my MO, I guess, for the past few years, is just playing by ear and trying to have a good memory and remember the things that I like and the things that sound good.
Let's listen to one of your songs here, okay?
Okay.
Sorry I Stole Your Man. Kind of a non-apology, isn't it?
It is. And I've actually been getting a lot of funny comments on the internet about that song from a lot of angry women. But it's funny to me because I guess I don't take that song very seriously lyrically. I mean, it's a true story, but when I wrote that song...
Which party were you in this true story?
I stole the man. We've been together for 4 years now, so...
There's a statute of limitations on that, if you're still together, yeah.
It was more, we became really great friends, and we were both in relationships, and we decided we wanted to be together. And at first, I was writing it as an actual apology, and then somehow, after a few drinks alone in the studio, it turned into this really sassy song.
You grew up in Detroit. Your parents still run a bakery there?
They do. They have a Mexican bakery and a Mexican restaurant that are right next to each other in the Southwest.
And you used to work there, I understand, right?
I did, yep. I was a cake decorator.
So do you go back there much, to the bakery?
Just about every day. Our practice space is actually above the bakery. And so that's kind of me and the band's home away from home. And we have this really big loft that sometimes we do shows. We used to host yoga. So we're in the bakery almost every day.
And what draws you there? What pulls you back to Detroit?
The main thing is my family.
Ordinarily we'd hear music like yours and say, where does she live in Brooklyn? So yeah. That's why I ask why you're in Detroit.
I love the city. I love being a part of something that's growing and that's not already huge.
Yeah.
And I feel like in cities like New York or LA, I don't think that it's really about who's the most talented. I think it's about who's the most cutthroat. Whereas in a small city, it's about community and it's not about trampling on the people around you to get where you need to go.
Let's listen to another song, a little bit softer, this one, Cry, Cry, Cry.
I'm sorry, baby, but I should have told you that my heart was heavy.
So is this a song about two people who are no longer together and are trying to do the right thing?
Kind of. When I started writing that song, it was before I had actually started dating my boyfriend, and it was when I was dealing with that whole thing. And then I didn't finish the song lyrically, actually, until we had already been dating. And when I finished the song, I kind of wrote it with a different intention, and that of the man being my music and his woman being his music. And even though we are in love and we want to be together, our number one is still our music.
Fall apart again, then watch the pieces come together when you start to tell me how and when you will put your life together part by part.
What's next for you in the Deltas?
Well, we have our album release, and we have a big pig roast with the whole band and all of our families.
The traditional pig roast with which you celebrate a new album coming. You know, they do that at Lincoln Center a lot.
My family, my dad's side is Cuban. My dad's from Cuba, so pig roast is in order for every occasion.
Another song on this album you'd like to point out to us? Something to go out on?
Let's listen to Dead Brands.
Jessica Hernandez of Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas. Their debut album is called Secret Evil. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.